Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
This is normally the part where I recap what happened last time, and we all have a quiet giggle and sigh about the frankly startling capacity of this crew to continue making bad decisions and survive them. To be fair, the bad things that happen to them are often not their fault. They just take a bad situation and run with it, in entirely the wrong direction. But today, for any other crew, today's badness was foreseeable, completely avoidable, easily solvable, and would never have happened in the first place. With this crew, the chance of it happening and being even more ruinous than it needed to be? 100%.
Why is everyone still asleep? By now they've usually ignored calisthenics, eaten and regurgitated breakfast, griped about the coffee, and wandered into some walls. Hello, crew! Wakey, wakey! Leap, my darling, where are you?
What's happening? Hey, who rearranged my bunk?
Were you flying in your sleep again? You're on your ceiling.
Damn it. How much of me is visible?
I see an eye, half a sideburn, part of your neck, and I think that's a knee. Oh, and a toe. You really need a pedi.
Very funny. Hand me my robe, will you?
With what? Have you seen Leap? He's not in his bed or the sweaty jiggly place.
It's called a gym. I just this minute opened my one eye, Olivia, so no, I haven't seen Leet. Check the bioswamp. He's been trying to hypnotize Albert.
Oh dear. I hope he hasn't gotten himself eaten again.
True. Wait, again? Olivia? Olivia?
Dr. Van Arbazetsa? Are you in here?
Yep, my girl.
Aren't you supposed to hang down in those inversion tables? Won't help your back in that position.
Yes, I'm having some difficulties with this machine today. I fell asleep in it last night, and perhaps my stomach muscles have shortened because my head is up here instead of down there. And I'm not sure those are my feet.
Have you been experimenting on Albert?
Goodness, no. Maybe. I could check my notes. What do you ask?
He appears to be flying, or sort of hovering. I just spotted him in the kitchens.
Oh, Scheitzer. He is out of the bioswamp.
Yeah, and I need to check him for Leet.
Oh dear, not again.
Possibly.
Very well. I shall remove myself from the machine. We'll join you in the kitchens in a moment.
Something's weird today. I've been getting urgent calls from Jessie for at least a half hour. What's that all about?
I suspect she could answer that question best, Liebchen. Ow! Damn, broke her nail.
I know, but that requires talking to her.
Well then, off you go and see what is happening. I am rather enjoying this feeling. If only my knees bend this way. Oh, this is trippy.
What?
Oh, there you are! I've been calling you for ages!
I know! What seems to be the urgency?
Are you seriously asking me that question?
You look intact to me. No limbs missing. Face in its normal hostile arrangement. An undeniable lack of blood leaking, spurting, cascading, or being otherwise alarming. What exactly were you summoning me for?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps I was lonely and wanting a quick chat about what the hell I'm doing up here on a ceiling.
Is that not where you wanted to be?
Get me down now.
Ooh, hang on a tick. Hello?
Ah, you finally decided to check in. Any chance you have a way to get me down there from up here?
What do you want me to do? Normally you take care of that bit yourselves.
Do remind me to thank Dr. von Habesetzer for his decision to forego the protect humans at all costs protocol in your programming.
You're not a
yes,
human?
Yes, I know what your response will be, so save it. Do I not have magnets in my feet or something?
Oh yeah, actually you do.
Well, thank the pagan gods. And Colin Furs. How do I activate them?
They're always activated. They don't work because the ship's floors are linoleum.
So the magnets in my feet are for what, exactly? Finding a dropped paperclip? Retrieving Colin's stress toy from under the refrigerator? Oh. That's why I found three of the doctor's robot ants in my shoes. Huh.
Oh, good. We can finally take those lost signs down.
Speaking of down...
Back in a tick.
Wait. What? Computer!
Colin!
I'm here.
Why is your knee above your sideburn?
I'm trying to hold onto the bed frame, but it keeps coming apart in my hands. Ouch!
Turns out the gravity's off. Any chance you could fly around and bring everyone to the bridge?
What? Fly?
According to my research, you should be able to fly even without gravity. See you on the bridge!
Watch where you're putting those hands, mate.
Sorry. Oh.
Why are you scraping the ceiling? Wouldn't flying be easier a few inches below all the solid stuff?
Yes, it would, but flying in zero gravity apparently doesn't allow for that. Stop wiggling, or I swear I'll drop you.
So what? I'd just fall up a foot or so and be back on the ceiling.
Not if I push. Door!
Off. I hate this. All my experiments and my sausages are at ground level.
Bump into something else.
Or I swear to God, I used to have that kind of relationship, but I moved on. Please move your hand. So we're going to play my face.
This is my face. The bit with the nose on it, that's my face. What are you doing? Stop twirling.
Stop. Dr. Thea. That's okay.
Finally! Ah, for crying out loud, Colin, I said get Leap next.
I haven't found him yet. I've checked everywhere. The roof of the bioswamp, the ceiling of the kitchen. I've been through miles of corridors.
Did you check the sweaty jiggly place?
The gym. Yes.
Oh, you should have brought back his weights. We could have held onto those to get down.
I don't think you understand. No gravity.
Duh, they're weights.
The heaviest weight in the gym is, what, 45 kilos? How much do you weigh, Captain Madeline?
At the moment, nothing. Wanna push it?
Sorry. I'll just be over here.
Even his weights are floating. I nearly got beamed by them a few times. But no lead.
And where is our zebra? Asleep again? He has become very untrustworthy.
I saw him on the roof of the bioswamp a moment ago. I'm heading back there now.
Don't forget Emily and... what is his name? Harold? Homer?
Howard.
Right, Howard. Sounds like someone's uncle.
Do we really need those two and a half? They're going to be awfully awkward to fly.
They're repair bots. Our gravity is broken. You see where I'm going with this, right?
Ugh, if only we had those stupid manuals in English.
Oh, come on. Would it really make any difference?
Colin, go.
Fine.
Oh, no, but twirling. I think I was too drunk and too German to be twirling.
Get me off.
This is what a toilet does right before it flushes. Oh, this isn't good.
Oh, what was that? Get your meaty arm out of my face.
My arm is not meaty. Let go of my ear.
I was talking to Capitan Madeline.
Hey!
And I do not have your ear. At least, I do not think so. Ooh, my view is full of hairs.
Those are my hairs. And I'd appreciate it if you'd stop licking them.
Ooh, then I suggest you stop using coconut-smelling shampoos.
Are we doing biscuits? You mind getting your foot out of my solar plexus there, Mothman?
Yeah, sure. As soon as Doc here gets off of my head, you betcha. And, biscuits?
She means donuts. Olivia's flying us in circles to give us centrifugal force.
Centrifugal? How are you a captain? Whoever's taking advantage of this pileup, could you stop that right now?
Joe, put your arms out.
Why?
Just do it.
Whoa. Rejected.
Right. Next.
Hello. If you shove me away, you'll free up 3 more people.
Right. Jesse it is. Arms out. Ready?
It really makes sense to do me next.
Well, I've been hinting, but you're awfully slow. Captain Madeline, arms forward.
Yes!
Hang on. How about a steep up? That'll force you to the floor, eh?
We're back. We had to crawl along the wall. What is happening?
Up we go!
Not now, Liebchen. Oh!
Ouch!
Oh. Give me a break!
No! Back! Oh, I think I bent my schnitzel.
Oh, yeah. This is much better.
Of course, you couldn't drop us right side up, could you? Now I'm face down in assassin cleavage.
I am not so happy either, you know. I feel you've broken my sterno.
Sternum.
No, sterno. I keep a little can in my pocket in case I'm wanting the soup or the hot chocolates and ouch. Also my sternum. I am tired of being a smashed potato.
Here you all are.
How are you walking?
1 foot, then the other one, then back to the first one again. What are you all doing on the floor? Is this yoga? Wait. You're all just really bad at Twister. No. Group hug!
No. Lead, don't!
Let me go. And we're floating again, damn it.
Well, at least we didn't get flattened by the chest nut. Why isn't he floating?
I'm very dense.
Yes. I know that. Thank you.
I think he means compositionally.
So much for your no-gravity theory, hey? Dr. Theo?
It's not a theory. Leet's just odd.
Mm-hmm.
I give up.
I got 4 legs and it seems a waste none of them are on the ground. Could we maybe get an explanation on why we're all floating up here?
Really? Okay. There's this thing called gravity in the universe. It's what keeps your feet on the ground and all the fish in the ocean and the ocean in the big bowly thing.
Yeah, I'm good on what gravity is, thanks. Why don't we have any?
We're in space.
Olivia.
Fine. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm having to do some tracing, so you'll have to be patient.
Alrighty. Look, could someone spin me a bit to get my nose out of the corner?
Push off the wall like the rest of us. Like this. Look! Crap!
While the facial bruising is a strong selling point, I think I'll have to pass, Captain Jesse. Plus, my legs are all pointing in the wrong direction.
It's perhaps a bit dangerous in a near frictionless environment, but Captain Jesse is right. As long as we stay near walls, we can push off to move about. Like this. But go easy.
Like this. Oh, too hard. Look out. Captain Madeline!
Crap! Diving!
No! I'm below you!
Oof. Oh, sorry, Colin. Everyone okay?
Apart from your elbow rupturing my spleen, I think I'm all right.
What now?
Ooh, my kidneys are ringing. Never mind.
Personally, I think the lack of gravity is a very good idea for the Oz 9. The crew are safely away from the buttons, switches, levers, and other controls, and unable to do anything more destructive than leave a streak of hair oil on the ceiling or mustache conditioner on the doorframe. Although having a massive and confused alligator in with them does change the situation a bit. Down on Earth, where gravity is still very much a factor, a somewhat different drama is playing out.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any link subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Would you stop doing that? You were freaking me out.
How can you not hear that?
What's she doing?
She keeps stopping and dropping to the floor.
I'm listening, which you would be too if you had enough sense to make a dollar.
What are you hearing?
Footsteps, I'm thinking. Big ones.
Big plants?
Maybe you didn't catch this, but the plants didn't so much walk as shoot out vines, grab hold, and tug and slide. Reach ahead, grab, tug and slide.
That's incredibly creepy.
Sure is, but it's handy. They can go any direction they want, even up, long as they have something that way to grab hold of, like Spider-Man. But I'm hearing footsteps, like real ones, but big and heavy.
Well, Mr. Southers is a pretty big guy. Could he have gotten out of the trunk?
No way. He's a bungee mummy.
Oh, these footsteps are bigger than that.
Boop! Hello all. Doing all right? Yes?
Mrs. S, what are you doing down here? You're supposed to be at the resort.
Yeah, well, you'd think an accomplished assassin would make for fascinating dinner conversation.
And?
Well, you'd be wrong, obviously. Yeah, seriously, do none of you know what a leading ellipsis is for? No. I left Glenda enlightening our table mates about the differences between the crookneck and the caboucher.
Types of torture?
Species of squash, actually. It's her other passion, apparently, which is fractionally less excruciating than her thesis on the 9 ways to braid a really good garrote.
Did you see anyone in the tunnel as you came down?
I did not, no. Now, I did check on Southers, however. Yes, he's still alive and breathing, despite my best efforts.
See? There's no one in the tunnels but us. Just like Julie said. So, let's get on with this.
There were a couple of strange things to note, however.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, someone has moved a statue of Pluto into a cave near the entrance of this tunnel. Ah, it looks like they were trying to hide it. I wonder if it's made of real gold.
What was the other strange thing?
I believe whoever was trying to hide it was still there. Yes, I distinctly heard giggling as I approached it. Just loud, rumbly giggling, which is odd, isn't it?
Did you see anyone?
No. Had a quick tinkle in the corner, but no, the cave Pluto was hastily shoved into was quite large, I think, and dark. Yeah? I didn't have time to explore it fully.
Okay, I have to tell you something.
No, whatever it is, I can live a long and happy life without hearing it.
That's just it. I don't think you can. I don't think any of us can.
What is it?
Okay, on a couple of occasions, when I was sleeping in the rough, I saw something to do with the Pluto statue.
Aw, honey, you were dreaming, right?
Just let me finish, please. I'd been eating what I could scrounge, so the first time I thought maybe I'd gotten a bad mushroom. But the second time I'd only eaten a package of circus peanuts I'd found.
Oh dear. Yes, I'd heard rumors back in the day, but surely not.
Yeah, I didn't believe it for a long time, but then I found hoof marks.
So, a horse.
Only if it can get around on one leg.
Wait, what? One leg?
That's how I knew I wasn't crazy. The thing that left those marks had one hoof and one foot.
Damn it!
Oh, I knew it!
That always gives me away.
Absolute bastard. Glad I weed now.
Oh, calm down. You've seen weirder things in these tunnels.
Yes, I thought you looked different.
You thought I looked constipated.
Now, hang about, gold member. That wasn't me, that was Glenda. I believe I said peeved.
What in the hell is going on here?
Close, but I prefer Hades. It's more accurate. I am Pluto, Roman god of the underworld.
No, hang on a minute. How can you be Roman if you're from the underworld? And is Hades a place or your Greek name? We had quite the heated discussion about this in my mythology class at MCCACEC.
Don't, damn it.
The MCCACEC.
Oh, sure. That's the Minnetonka Community College Adult Continuing Education Center.
When you speak, it's as if my body fills with honey mead and ambrosia. My mind swirls with joyous delirium, and my blood sings the song of the stars.
What?
If I had a nickel. Look, big gay. I'm real pleased you got all dressed up with the body paint and that, but we're kinda busy.
Dost thou reject thy husband, lady?
Are you a god come to life or a Shakespeare summer theater in the park leftover? Because I don't think the ancient Romans or Hadesians spoke like Milady of Little Chadwick upon bad matter.
My goddess is as saucy as ever, I see. My heart rejoices at your lively banter. It has been many long years since last I heard it.
Julie, is Pluto flirting with Donna?
I think so. I am so torn right now.
Why? What do you mean?
I'm happy I'm not crazy. And clearly, I really did see what I thought I saw. However, I am pretty sure the very large god there is on Tiberius and Philonius' side.
Fall is fast approaching, love. Soon it will be time to return to our kingdom below.
Australia?
I mean to Hades. For the winter.
Hades? You're joking. I'm from Minnesota, honey. Once that mercury hits 40 degrees Fahrenheit, I'm in a swimsuit and my summer weight galoshes. I don't reckon I'm made out for hot spots.
But you are queen of Hades. You have a throne carved of a single block of Egyptian black granite. A crown studded with diamonds and other precious stones. An army of the dead to do your bidding.
Oh, no thanks.
No thanks?
Yes. Well, this has been a conversation. But we really do have quite a list of to-dos ahead of us.
Such as...
Such as?
I'm a botanist and a guest at the resort. I just thought there might be some interesting lichen in here. Nothing not to lichen about that. Yep.
And your monkey?
What?
It speaks. Such wonders in the modern world. Queen Persephone, will you not take my hand and renew your pledge of everlasting love? Also, you don't have any candy corn on you, do you? Goddess of the grain?
Why are you here?
I have stood here for many long years.
Does that answer my question somehow?
So much for not being seen.
I was enraptured. Snared. How could I stay apart, hidden in stillness, when such beauty walks before me?
He's talking about you, you know, Bin.
Very funny.
I think you make a lovely monkey.
Should we be afraid?
Huh. Well, if you've stopped being afraid for 1 minute since we set foot in G2HQ, you're a bigger fool than I thought, monkey boy.
All good, then.
I have circus peanuts. Also ranch dressing flavored cashews. And a glow stick. Look!
Think you I can be tempted with such tawdry baubles and treats? These are readily available, correct?
Yes. The 7-Eleven down the road is running low on circus peanuts. Those things are addictive.
Speak into me something I do not know.
Pluto! Must I remind you they have come to destroy the plants? The plants you have sworn a sacred oath to protect?
Oh, dear.
Is this true, wife? Have you come to destroy the creatures I have vouchsafed to preserve?
First, not your wife. Second, is it vouchsafed or vouchsaved?
Why are these measly humans not afraid of you, my lord? Are they laughing at you?
Don't try to stir the pot, Polonius. Those creatures are here to terraform this planet for their kind. Being as Earth is already populated with critters, we'd like to encourage them to move on somewhere else.
Not true.
True. A lot.
My lord, would I welcome an alien overlord who is here to subjugate me?
You seem okay with Tiberius.
Ha ha ha! Good one, Ben! Yes, who are you going to believe, Pluto? A band of humans here to protect their planet, or this bunch of parasites here to profit?
We only wish to extend the hand of welcome. How have humans treated you, Lord Pluto? With the respect and fealty you deserve? Or have they dismissed you, turned you to a scary story? Or a Halloween costume.
Are you able to communicate with the plants, Pluto? Sorry. Lord Pluto?
After a fashion. It's mostly a lot of flailing at one another.
Well, we have humans on our ship who can. They speak the language and understand it.
Have we?
I'll tell you about it later. I've been in contact with Greg from the Oz-9. And I'm exaggerating just a tiny bit.
Let me speak to them.
Now! Okay.
No!
They'll get back to us.
I need time to consider. You will stay here with me in impasse until I have made my decision.
I can't move. Julie?
Nope. Just my face.
This is outrageous. I have an enormous lucky do list and I can't move at all.
Nor I. Yes, I suspect this is what happens when a god wants to keep you nearby. Oh, no.
Oh, damn it.
There's a mosquito in here.
Called that a mosquito? Let me tell you about mosquitoes. We call them our unofficial state bird. There are over 50 different species of mosquito in Minnesota. Probably because we have so darn many lakes. They need water to hatch their eggs, you know. I have a bat house in my backyard because one bat can eat 200 mosquitoes in one night. Bet you didn't know that.
Well, I really don't know how to feel about this turn of events. On the one hand, with the crew of the Oz-9 floating helplessly, and most of the Earth team stuck in plutonium deep freeze, they're at least relatively harmless for a bit. On the other hand, nope, I'm good. You've been listening to Shannon Perry as Olivia and Madeline, Tim Sherburn as Colin, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer, Joe and Howard, Bonnie Brantley as Donna and Jesse, June Clark Eubanks as the Albatross, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome, Aaron Clark as Le Bichon Frise and Ben, Kevin Hall as Greg and Tiberius, Richard Cowan as Leet, Erie Alexander as Julie, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Lee Shackelford as Pluto, and me, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. Our music was composed and performed by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. This episode was directed by June Clark Eubanks. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Our gratitude to the very real town of French Lick, Indiana, for not issuing cease and desist orders or otherwise objecting to us invading their home. If you are a resident of, or have been to, French Lick, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a shout out at crew@oz-9.com. Until next time, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
Climb aboard for adventure. Your traveling companions are fellow fans of Doctor Who. That's right, it's the podcast Discussing Who, exploring the worlds of Doctor Who, past, present, and future. Find out more at discussingwho.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 4 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons can be discovered anywhere hilarious podcasts can be found. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot.